Running out of money seems to be the number one fear for most Christian investors. They raised their children, they put them through college, they paid off their homes, and now they're preparing to retire. And the fear is, are they going to run out of money? Is this going to last me my lifetime? We all know with science, people are living a lot longer. I think some say as long as 20, 25 years after retirement is the life expectancy. So we're looking at 75 to 80 years old. So you have this lump sum in your retirement account. Well, how much can you take out per year safely and not run out of money? And that's what we're going to discuss today, the 4% retirement rule. On this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. If you're not subscribed, make sure that you click that like and subscribe button to make sure that you get the information about faith and finances you want. And it looks like Susie Orman is weighing in on this topic of how to make sure that you don't run out of money in retirement. If you don't know who Susie Orman is, one or two things. You're either too young or you never financially planned in your life. The reason I say this is because Susie was actually very popular, almost like a Dave Ramsey. One of those names you hear, you're like, oh, I don't know what he does, but I've heard him before. She's everywhere. But on my side, I'm starting to find a common thread with most financial advisors online or on YouTube or in other places. They kind of take the safe route and not necessarily tell investors the reality of the situation, which is it's going to be tough. And that's why we find headlines such as these. Susie Orman calls the 4% retirement rule very dangerous. These are dog whistles for those who are preparing for retirement. It scares them to hear in today's challenging economic climate. But I'm going to relieve you of some of that stress and also talk about why she said the 4% retirement rule was so dangerous. So if you don't know what the 4% rule is, I'm just going to briefly tell you about this here. Back in 1994, a man by the name of Bill Bingen, he's a financial planner, he actually created the 4% rule, and he actually disagrees with Susie Orman. He actually coined the term based on decades of statistics, and he just recently updated it to about 4.7%. So what he was saying, if retirees adjusted their withdrawals to 4%, they could guarantee their money would last another 30 years. And this is what many financial planners use. They'll take your lump sum, they'll divide it by the 0.04%, and then they'll give you a number that you can safely withdraw. They'll divide it by 12, do some automatic distributions, and you're okay. So back to the article. Susie is saying that's very dangerous. 4% is dangerous. Well, if 4% is dangerous, what does she think it should be? Well, according to the article, she says the 4% rule doesn't work anymore. I think it's very dangerous. She goes on to say that she feels this number should be lowered to at least 3%, a figure that would differ from person to person. Just reducing your withdrawal rate, yes, it's going to increase your probability, but we can do that almost indefinitely as we approach zero. I can come here and say 3% is very dangerous. I think we should aim for 2% or 1%. Yes, it's safer. It increases your probability, but will you be able to do the things you want to do? Understand this, 1% of $100,000 is just $1,000. So if you have $100,000 in a retirement account and I tell you, you can have $1,000 a year, what are you gonna do with that? Is that something that you feel that you can handle? We have to really understand what this retirement income is going to do, not just independently, but in relationship to all of our money. Are we getting Social Security? Are we getting money from an annuity? Do we have rental property? What does our income look like? What does our debt look like? All that's going to determine our withdrawal rates. We make the adjustments on the withdrawals based on the economy and based on your personal needs. If you don't need the income, perfect. We let it sit. If you do need the income, we get it out, we make some adjustments, and we change our lifestyle based on that. So when the market is down, we may take out less. When the market is up, we may take out more. But that is a personal conversation you need to have with your financial advisor. And she also goes out and gives some more advice as far as Social Security. She says, she's very extra. Stop this. Oh, I'm going to retire at 60. I'm going to start claiming Social Security at 62, she said. She says, with economic volatility that could change the cost of living and so many uncertainties ahead, Orman advises people to take the least amount possible out of retirement accounts. The less money you withdraw each year, the better off you'll be in the long term, which we've already talked about. And she said, I would not be using the 4% figure on any level. Once again, she is very extra. People love these hyperboles. I would never. I always. This is amazing. This is horrible. This is just trying to stir up emotions. It's not that serious. Find the figure. Find out what works for you. Trial and error, year over year. Work with a professional. Simple. That's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.